Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join, because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list. Like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. That was a disaster class yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. That was a disaster class. Eagles, for the first time since Andy Reid's first game in Philadelphia in September of 1999, blow a 21-point lead and lose a football game. And yesterday, they did it on the road in the division to the Dallas Cowboys. A chance to bury the Cowboys, a chance to, you know, basically end the division in the month of November. The Eagles didn't do it. They go up 21-0, sit on it, never score again. It was a really tough day for the Philadelphia Eagles. Hopefully a wake-up call, though, for all the things they have to fix if they're going to compete at a high level in the postseason. I haven't wavered from where I was a couple weeks ago. The Eagles, to me, are on the same tier as the Rams and Seahawks, and they'll lose those teams if they play them in the postseason. They need to get better. They need to play better in order to have a real shot to get to the Super Bowl this season again. And yesterday should be a wake-up call. Let's get to the five biggest reasons why the Eagles lost this football game. Blame game after a disaster in Dallas. Number one is the coaching. The coaching yesterday bit them in the butt. And this thing had been building for a while. I'm not going to include Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio's buttoned up on his side of the football yesterday. His defense didn't play well. I think we need to pump the brakes a little bit that this is better than last year's defense. They're not. But I'm not going to kill them for yesterday. That is probably the biggest challenge they're going to face the entire season when you factor in spot, when you factor in building in terms of no weather at all. and the fast track dome, all that kind of stuff. And they allowed 24 points. And they made big stops in the red zone. It could have been worse than that. So I'm not going to kill the defense. But the offensive coaching and the head coach completely crapped the bed yesterday. Completely. Let's go to a couple things. Let's start with the head coach. Okay, so Nick Sirianni, I thought, once again, his ability to kind of go back and forth between aggressive and conservative, I don't know who he is. I don't know what his identity is. He was an aggressive coach when he first got here. He has become a conservative coach, except these weird moments where he's oddly super aggressive at the end of games for no reason other than, like, he thinks it's cool. But he's become a conservative coach. And once again, within the two-minute warning, the Eagles have a chance to tack on some points before the half. And they don't do it. 17 seconds to go, two timeouts from the 28-yard line. They're in a dome. Jake Elliott is a big-time kicker. They have two big-time receivers. The passing game so far had worked pretty well. Jalen Hurts was having a heck of a first half. A.J. Brown was uncoverable. 17 seconds, two timeouts. That's two or three plays, depending on how quickly they structure the plays, where they go. But it's at least two shots down the field. And who knows, maybe you get a legal contact. Maybe you get a pass interference, and you get a free field goal attempt. Instead, they run the football and go into the half. Dak Prescott, at the end of the game, told Tom Rinaldi that's the moment they knew they had life, when they scored a touchdown at the end of the first half, and then they got to go in the half only down 14. The Eagles could have made that a three-score game again if they tried, and they didn't try. It's not the first time Sirianni has done this. He is morphing into Brian Billick in front of our eyes. Brian Billick, when he got to the Baltimore Ravens in the late 90s, was a pretty heralded offensive coordinator. And then he couldn't get the offense going in Baltimore, but they won on the back of an all-time defense. And he got slowly more conservative. He lost his teeth as an offensive guy, eventually gave up play calling. And it just he just petered out. And they never won again. They never got back to a Super Bowl again. They had the one great year. And they had some playoff years popped up here and there with Billick. But it was never the same again. And I thought he lost his teeth as a coach. And I think Sirianni's losing his teeth as a coach with that. So there's that element. Then there is the preparation element. And I thought yesterday the combination of Sirianni or the head coach, you have to be on top of all this stuff. And obviously Petullo is the offensive coordinator. The players were woefully, woefully unprepared yesterday. And they've been that way for a while when it comes to understanding what defenses are about to do against them and how they adjust. If I have to hear one more time a player on the offense tell me that the other team gave them an unscouted look, my brains are going to explode. Hugh Douglas, who does the Players Lounge every week, along with Ike and Elliott, comes back and tells us often, and they have different players, but you know, when they have offense players, they'll mention something. Sometimes they get unscouted looks. And the way it started last year when I started hearing this was kind of like a, hey, the Eagles are so good, these teams are trying new things they never saw before just to try to slow them down. That's not the case this year. And it's now the case over and over again with this football team. And when I hear that yesterday, it doesn't make any sense. Because yesterday, Jay Glazer and Michael Strahan on the pregame show talked about the Cowboys with the addition of Quinnen Williams going to five-man fronts, how they played that a lot against the Raiders on Monday night. And then you go to the game itself. I turn on Fox. You know, I do the pregame show at WIP. I drive home. I listen to the first quarter, but then I start over. So I'm kind of like 40 minutes behind everyone. I'm watching on DVR, and I'm kind of shut off from the world, just in my zone watching the game. And I'm watching, and I start from the beginning, and they introduce the Cowboys defense. And they introduced them as a five-man front. That's the way they, you know, instead of having three defensive linemen and four linebackers, or, you know, however each team is kind of announced, they introduced the Cowboys yesterday with a five-man defensive line. So if Jay Glazer knows, and Michael Strahan knows, and the Fox graphics guy knows, but you're telling me the Eagles didn't practice against that this week? Because that's what Landon Dickerson said after the game, that they got looks they weren't ready for, and that's not what the Cowboys had primarily done. Did the Eagles do their homework? That is a combination of Petullo and Sirianni. Are they watching the film of that Raiders game? Are they taking seriously what they saw in the Raiders game, the most recent game after all the trades? Or are they going back to the preparation they had done leading up to this game because they had all these games in a tight window? It speaks to a lack of preparation. The Eagles were not prepared yesterday for that football game. Their offensive line wasn't prepared, and that is unacceptable. Coaching's the number one reason they lost that football game yesterday. Number two, they can't run the ball. They can't run the ball, and it's why down the stretch of the season, the Eagles' defense on most days, yesterday notwithstanding, we'll see where the injuries go with Blankenship and Mukuba and Adoree, But on most days against a non-great offense, and they're really not going to see an offense as great as the Cowboys again until probably seeing the Rams in the postseason, they can win games on the back of defense and, you know, not turning the football over most games. But they can also lose most games moving forward because they can't put anybody away. They can't run the football. If you're 25th in the NFL in yards per carry running the football, you can't put anyone away. You know, you're just going to punt the ball back unless you are trusting your quarterback to throw on second and third down to close games out. You're going to have to punt. I mean, yards per rush as a team, let's see if I can pull it up, yards per rush as a team this year. You know, Gibbs is leading the NFL at 6.1. My goodness gracious, 6.1 yards per attempt this season for Jahmyr Gibbs. But, you know, you look at team stats. All right, let's go to rushing offense, rush yards per attempt. The Philadelphia Eagles right now are 25th in the NFL. You know, and I, deep down, I'm going to fade these other teams like New England in the playoffs this year because they can't run the clock out either. Green Bay has struggled, only 4.0 yards per carry. You know, teams like Indianapolis, 5.2 if they get a lead. Detroit, 5.1 if they could get a lead. Buffalo, 5. Baltimore, 4.9. You know, Chicago coming here on Friday, 4.8. Denver, 4.6. These are near the top of the NFL, top 10 in rush yards per attempt. You got to be able to run the ball late in the game to finish the game. So again, the Eagles have gone from 3.9, which is 25th in the NFL. Last year, the Eagles were 4th in the NFL at 5.0 yards per attempt. They could close the game out, and they can't do it right now. So they get these leads, and then they try to sit on it, and they can't do it. They're putting the ball back the whole time. Of course it's going to hurt them. All right, that's the second reason the Eagles blew this football game.
Toast the holidays in a new way and raise a glass of rumchata. A delicious creamy blend of horchata with rum. Enjoy it over ice or in your coffee. Rumchata, your holiday cocktails just got sweeter. Tap or click the banner for more. Drink responsibly. Caribbean rum with real dairy cream, natural and artificial flavors. Alcohol 13.75% by volume, 27.5 proof. Copyright 2025 Agave Logo Brands, Pewaukee, Wisconsin. All rights reserved.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Number three is the injuries on defense. It caught them yesterday. It got them. It really got them yesterday, specifically in the secondary. And boy, oh boy, George Pickens is a problem right now. You know, CD is a drop monster these days. I don't know what in the two games against the Eagles, what the hell he's doing. He's obviously still a tremendous receiver, but he's not what he was a couple years ago where he was maybe the best receiver in the NFL for a season. he's a drop monster this year. Pickens is their number one. It's pretty clear to me. Pickens is the guy right now in Dallas, and the Eagles didn't have an answer for him. And once the injuries started piling up, with Adoree going out with the concussion, Reed Blankenship going out with whatever that is, I'm not sure if that was a hamstring or a hip or a thigh or whatever, but it didn't look good. Makuba, you know, clearly in a bad way physically. And that all forced a lot of changes out there, including Cooper DeJean to the outside. If you wanted an answer on what it would look like with Cooper DeJean on the outside, it wasn't a great answer yesterday. Now, again, that's not your typical one and two in the NFL. Most teams don't have a one and two as good as CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, but an answer was given to us yesterday, and that's Cooper DeJean is not really an outside corner. So as we go to the game this week on Friday against the Bears, it's going to be interesting to see how the Eagles try to get through this and how they try to play it. You know, they're not going to see great receivers, again, like the Cowboys receivers, again, until the postseason, so they can mix and match and try to get away with things and maybe try to keep the Cooper thing going. It wasn't horrendous, but it's not what he is. He's not an outside corner. He's going to give up leverage. He's going to give up spots. There was the back and forth with the interference late on the bomb to CeeDee Lamb, but the injuries caught them on defense. And it's when you rely and ask your defense to get this many stops over and over again, they could break, they could bust. And the secondary right now is a little war of attrition, and teams know it. They're not going to run their head into a wall when they're down. They're going to throw. And I don't think this defense is quite as great as it was last year. The secondary is a part of the reason why I'm concerned about it. And it caught them yesterday against a good quarterback and good receivers. All right, number four reasons the Eagles lost yesterday. Dallas is not as bad as people thought going into the game. I tried to say this on Friday when I said it was a trap game. I didn't feel great about this game going in, and I thought it was just a weird spot on the schedule. But the Cowboys today, this happens in football, especially as we have the 17th game now, it's a longer season. The Cowboys of today are not the Cowboys of October 2nd. They're not. They're a better team. Now, are they going to make the playoffs? I don't think they are. And I think like 8-8-1 is probably going to be where they land when this season ends, something like that, a true 500 record. But clearly they're improved on defense. I mean, you saw yesterday. They tackled Saquon well the entire game. They got after Jalen Lake. Quinnen Williams is a difference maker. I don't know if this is going to be a long-term, well-thought-out plan by the Cowboys. They're going to have to pay over the barrel. They're over a barrel with Pickens. They're going to have to pay him a ton. And they have two highly expensive wide receivers. So we'll see how they make money work with all this. But I think deep down, when you look at what's happening here, Dallas has improved, and the Eagles have been skating by. So the gap between these two football teams in Dallas, in that spot, not huge yesterday. You saw it play for play. I mean, the Cowboys had more yards per play. The Cowboys had more yards. They moved the football. They had their own self-inflicted wounds, so the turnovers kind of evened itself out as the day went along. So I'm not shocked at what happened yesterday. Dallas's defense is significantly better than it was a month ago, and they have a big-time offense. We know that, even going up against a big-time Eagles defense. And the final piece of the puzzle of why the Eagles lost this football game is it was a trap game. It was a trap. You know, that was a sandwich game in between three tough NFC North games. And how the Eagles come out of the NFC North mix really will determine if they are going to be the two or the three seed. I am, as of today, moving off the one seed. I don't think the Eagles are going to get it. The Rams look a standard deviation above the rest of the conference. And I think the Seahawks, while probably below the Rams, the Seahawks aren't going to lose many football games the rest of the year. The only game I take it on their schedule is they're going to be underdogs, even if will be the Rams game. So they're 8-3. And you may say, Joe, I poo-poo the Seahawks. They're Sam Darnold. That's fine. You could poo-poo them in the playoffs, but we're talking about getting the number one seed. It's like last year where it was going to be the Vikings or the Lions. This year feels like it's going to be the Rams or the Seahawks. I'm looking at the Seahawks schedule. They play the Vikings next, who they should destroy. J.J. McCarthy. Then they play the Falcons with Kirk Cousins. They host the Colts. That's a challenging game. They play the Rams at Panthers at 49ers. So we'll see what that last game is with the 49ers and where the Seahawks are at and if they need the game. But the Rams game is the only game I think they're going to lose the next 4 weeks, next 4 or 5 weeks. So, you know, it's the Rams or the Seahawks for me that's going to get the one seed. I would lean towards the Rams. They feel like a standard deviation above. But the point is, the Eagles are in this mix of games. Tough game, physical, cold in Green Bay. Physical, cold Detroit. And then a short week, physical cold the Bears, and how the Eagles come out of that trio of games will just determine if they're going to be the 2 or the 3 seed, which is critical for a home game in the second round. And then they're at this game in Dallas against this team that is coming together, this team that is better than it was, that is feeding off of emotion after losing a teammate in a tragic fashion. I'm not surprised the Cowboys had more energy over the course of the game. Saquon Barkley said it after the game, they wanted it more than us. And you saw that. You saw it at the end of the game. Of course they wanted it more. Their season's on the line. And I think in a 17-game season now, as they've added an extra game and there's more, the NFL's great because week-to-week matters. It's not like the NBA or baseball with these long seasons. But that gap between 16 and 17 has let teams breathe a little bit more. And you could have these moments in seasons like, they got to have it. This game means more to them. That's what I saw yesterday. It felt like a trap. The five biggest raises the Eagles lost. Coaching, number one. Number two, they just can't run the football. Number three, the injuries on the defense within the game. Number four, Dallas isn't as bad as people thought. And number five, that was clearly a trap spot for the Eagles. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you, or this tea time you, or even this tea time you.
So did you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time you.
So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.